This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been trying to contain myself all morning. I mean, the legendary Don Orsillo stopped by our Padres pre-opening day party. 9:30 it starts this morning at Rockin' Baja's on 5th and Gaslamp. But it wouldn't be a Padres season if we didn't start things off with something you're going to hear every home game. Churro guy! is the Choche.
Choche.
Good to have you back, baby.
Thank you, Baba. Thank you.
Is the Papa, is that new?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the Papa, a lot of people ask where it's coming from. So typically when I go Papa, it's because I got the sale. I caught you.
Got you. All right.
Thank you for coming in and being a part of the show once again. John's a little jealous because I was mentioning you were coming in. I was like, coming, and he's like, I can't do that.
Try it again. I know you practice. Come on. I know you practice.
Don't mock me.
Come on.
I'm going to spit everywhere.
So it's okay.
Get your face shield
on. Okay. It's okay.
Oh,
hey, that was good. That was good. That was really good.
No, stop, please.
Compared to last, trust me.
Yeah,
that sounds way better.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, kids, if you're listening at home, practice makes perfect. Mm-hmm. Don't quit school. 100%. Hugs, not drugs. So, churro guy.
Yes, sir.
In addition to the papa addition to your delivery this year, what else can we expect in the upcoming 2025 season from Churro Guy?
I've been adding some dancing, so I like dancing. But also throughout my experience, I'm also more respectful. So like I've noticed like vendor etiquette and how to like make sure that I'm not in the way while still being there.
Oh, sure.
Right? Oh.
So I learned that at Peoria, you would have seen that.
So what you're saying is you can be present, you can be doing your churro thing, mm-hmm. but you're not blocking the game from people who don't want a churro.
Correct. I finally hit my 10th year mark.
So, your 10th year?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations,
28 years
man.
Old, started 18, yeah.
So, what you're saying is that spring training wasn't just for the pods, it was for you as well.
100%. And I've always seen it that way, but this year, I actually, since I'm getting older, I took it more maturely. And
sure, yeah.
Definitely,
you're
yeah.
crusty old 29 years old. 28. You want a chair, pal?
Well, man, 30 days going up and down the stairs, you know, I might need one.
Is there a specific section they got you at this year? Are you going to be roaming the park like always?
You'll see me at the 100s. You'll
okay.
see me at the
okay.
100s. Yeah, I don't know. You might see me anywhere else, but normally the 100s is where I like being.
One more question. Nobody in this room has had as much extensive spring training coverage as you have. How are our boys looking? Have you got any predictions this year?
If we make it to the playoffs, I really think that we got a shot. Seeing them live and seeing all of that, just I think we got a shot. I think. Well, I'm a Padre fan. I'm going to say that every year.
Yeah,
I'm going to say that every year. But I believe it. I believe it.
Okay, one more question.
Yes, sir.
What snack how would you entice somebody who wanted to eat something right now? If I was sitting in section 103 at the ballpark, by the way, manifesting that for later on today. Still ticket list.
Oh, you're trying to get a ticket.
I'm not trying to get
just a
what
snack.
What I'm trying to get is a tasty treat. Perhaps something sweet. Perhaps something that you can provide with this.
In this scenario, do you know what a churro is?
Do I know what a churro is?
No, just saying, because you're asking me to entice somebody.
Oh, yes,
do you
yes,
know
yes.
what a churro is?
I think I do. It's that tasty treat that...
If it's a churro, it's a churro, right? But if you don't know what a churro is, it's just a Mexican cinnamon stick.
Okay.
You know? And I say that, and I really say they laugh. They love that, too.
I thought it was a trick question at first. I'm like, what's he doing?
No.
Churro, papa.
Papa.
Papa. Papa.
You got to add that. I when I was signing autographs, I got to put the papa under the name, so it was cool. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's great.
What do you put on when you sign?
So I put my initial JM, my real life initial, and then I put churro with 20 R's as fast as I can.
Yeah.
And then I put papa right under.
Papa. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Where can people find you on Instagram?
Yo, you guys can find me at Chochemex, Chochemex. I do make music also. Would love for you guys to check it out. Tell me what you think. You know, we out here living life.
Give us one more. Complete with the hip movements.
Yeah, you guys get the whole nine.
Choche, go pods, buddy.
Go pads, baby. Let's do it.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.